The Great Exhibition refers to the displays held within the Crystal Palace between the 1st of May 1851 and the 15th of October 1851. The exhibits in general consisted of works of art and pieces of industry from around the world. One of the most famous of these being was the world's largest diamond. There were also a number of more unusual items, like an early barometer which contained leeches and rainwater, as well as a stuffed elephant. Now, only around half the commodities on exhibition here actually came from within the British Empire, with the rest of them being sourced from elsewhere. What actually was the point of the Great Exhibition, though? When Prince Albert and various other members of the Royal Society for the Encouragement of Arts, Manufactures and Commerce began the organisation of the event, Albert had insisted that it were open on an international scale. This was clearly to boost Britain's international image. It established them as a major game player in the grand scheme of technological advancements and broadcasted British strength to the world. However, many countries actually felt threatened by this and refused to participate. The idea of having an exhibition like this had been done multiple times previously, but it was the first of this scale. It also seems likely that it served to motivate further innovation within Britain. Now, whilst the exhibit was on, it attracted many famous visitors. Some of these included Charlotte Bronte, Karl Marx, Charles Darwin, Alfred Tennyson, Lewis Carroll, and Charles Dickens. We also know that Queen Victoria herself visited multiple times with her children. So the exhibit itself was only open for the best part of 6 months. After it had finished, the Crystal Palace was deconstructed, only to be rebuilt in 1952 for another exhibition.